One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together
we're terrified of birds.
Well, this is going to be a little weird. Because technically we're not sitting next to each other.
Oh, yeah.
Right now. Yeah. There
behind the scenes magic.
I know. There was just what sounded like a herd of birds.
Just a flock of geese.
Yeah, that just flew over Harlem for some reason.
Like right as we were about to hit record, it was like
and it was like echoing off the alleyway.
Yeah, it was scary.
It was very weird. I guess they're confused by the weather. Like, where are they going right now?
Maybe they're going to San Francisco. Poof, now I'm in San Francisco.
Yeah, Scott's in San Francisco right now.
Yep.
Yep.
We're back to our bi-coastal recording. And in this case, it's really bi-coastal and not using one of the Great Lakes as a coast.
Yeah, not the middle coast.
So, hey, everyone on the West Coast, I'm in San Francisco for the next month. And then after that, I'll be in San Diego for a couple months. So
find him.
Find me.
Find Scott.
No, seriously, I'm lost. Please. Yeah, find me.
Yeah, he doesn't know his way around San Francisco.
All
guys.
I have is a microphone.
He's just wandering around the streets of San Francisco recording Song Salad. Help him. Anyway.
What's a song salad?
A song salad is a short song that we write about a random topic in a random genre of music.
And we do it with the help of our loyal listeners who provide us the means to spin the salad spinner, which gets us our random genre and random topic each week from Mood Fuse and Wikipedia.
Yes. And this week, our salad spinner sound comes from Douglas W. Tiemann.
Conveniently, his Twitter handle is at Douglas W. Tiemann.
Hey.
And he says, make the sound of dubstep drop if it were trumpeted by an elephant. I hope I did this right.
You got it right, Douglas. Okay.
So the sound of a dubstep drop if it were trumpeted by an elephant.
I think we have to collaborate on this.
Okay.
Because there has to be like
one of us does like the beat and the other one does the elephant drop in it.
The drop, yeah.
Okay.
Because
then we switch later.
Yeah. So like there's like before a dubstep drop, right? There's always like that like extended period of sort of like a bed kind of that's like, when's it gonna happen? When's it gonna happen?
Yeah, exactly. When's it?
And so then.
And then usually it's like a big bass that's like wow, 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 you know, that drops with the dubstep beat. But instead of that, it's gonna be an elephant.
All right.
Which role do you want to take this time?
Definitely not the elephant.
All right. So you got to give me a beat. And I'll help with the beat too.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay. How was that?
I think it was like the best he could have hoped for, honestly. Like that was best case scenario.
Well, we get to do it one more time.
I know, we do have to do it one more time. Damn.
But, yeah, proud of that.
We used it all up.
Our genre this week.
Rocksteady.
Is rocksteady. Rocksteady is a music genre that originated in Jamaica, Beer Can. Around 1966. It's going to be one of those episodes.
Great.
A successor of ska and a precursor to reggae, rocksteady was performed by Jamaican vocal harmony groups such as the Gay Lads,
oh, God.
The Maytals, the Heptones, and the Paragons. The term rocksteady comes from a dance style that was mentioned in the Alton Ellis song Rock Steady.
Go figure.
Dances performed to Rock Steady were less energetic than the earlier ska dances. The first international Rock Steady hit was Hold Me Tight, 1968, by the American soul singer Johnny Nash. It reached number one in Canada.
Okay.
So,
Scott, Scott.
What?
There's a whole section on lyrics.
Oh my goodness.
I know. This never happens.
We don't deserve you, Wikipedia.
I know. Thank you so much. Okay. Due in part to the heavy borrowing from U.S. soul songs, many Rocksteady songs are love songs. Example, Gratis, Sharing You by Prince Buster, which is a cover of a Midi Collier original.
Is that what EG stands for?
Yeah. A free example.
No. I thought it was like example.
Really?
No. Okay. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's exempli grati or whatever. Exemplis grati, something like that. Yep. Which is the cover of a Midi Collier original. Another example would be Queen Majesty by The Techniques, which is a cover of Minstrel and Queen by The Impressions. So there are Rocksteady songs about religion and the Rastafari movement, but not to the same extent as reggae, which Rocksteady is a precursor of. At the time of Rocksteady's debut, lower-class Jamaicans were struggling to prevail over the shortage of food, shelter, and employment. This suffering set the stage for the emergence of a rebellious subculture known as Rude Boys. We talked about Rude Boys.
We did in our Ska episode.
Yes, in the Ska episode. Some Rocksteady lyrics either celebrated or criticized the violent lifestyle of the Rude Boys and spoke out against political injustice. The Rude Boy phenomenon had existed in the Ska period, but was expressed more obviously during the Rocksteady era in songs such as Rude Boy Gone to Jail by the Clarendonians, No Good Rudy by Justin Hines and the Dominoes, Don't Be a Rude Boy by the Rulers,
Don't Be a Rude Boy,
and many others. Crying was a theme in some Rocksteady songs.
Huh.
Such as Elton and the Flames' Cry Tough, which urged Jamaicans in the ghettos to stay tough through the hard times.
So keep crying, but do it in a tough way.
Yeah. Okay, so a little bit more, let's say, politically aware than some of the genres we've been doing recently. So I'll definitely keep that in mind as we move forward.
I think especially in the later part of the Rocksteady movement, I think early on, Rocksteady was trying to break out of what was popular in the U.S. in terms of soul songs like what the Temptations were recording, for instance.
Sure.
And a lot of the examples of Rocksteady sound like Temptation songs, but with a reggae beat, you know? So,
okay.
You know, breaking out of just being about love and just being, you know, part of the sort of milquetoast soul genre, lyrics got a little bit more political and then eventually developed into reggae in the late 60s and early 70s, which was very, very political.
So do you remember, isn't it in the Ninja Turtles where it's Bebop and Rocksteady?
I don't know.
Were they like they were mutant somethings.
Bebop and Rocksteady?
Were they pigs?
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, mutant pigs? Yeah, they were like the sidekicks of the bad guys.
Let's see. Bebop and Rocksteady, Ninja Turtles, two fictional characters in the 1987 cartoon series. They follow the orders of the Shredder.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bebop is a pig. Rocksteady is a rhino.
Interesting. What relation do we think that has on anything about the Ninja Turtles?
Doesn't really say.
Yeah.
The origin. I think it's just fun.
Huh. All right.
I don't know. Whatever. Any Ninja Turtle super fans out there that want to tweet to us that know why these characters were named these genres, let us know.
Cool. All right.
If you remember our Ska episode.
Which I do very well.
Tiny Town Choo Choo.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that kind of like makes ska ska is that offbeat guitar pattern of like on like all the ands of the bar.
Right, right.
And the thing that makes reggae reggae, even though we haven't done a reggae episode yet, is this drum beat called the one drop, where you have the bass drum playing on either just beat 3 of the bar or just beats 2 and 4 of the bar, depending on how you're counting it. And
okay. That's
like the opposite of normal rock music, where the bass drum is usually played on like the first beat of the bar. So what Rocksteady does is it still has that offbeat guitar rhythm, but it slows it way down compared to traditional ska. And then you have the same drum beat that you would have from reggae, and usually the same bass line as well. So it's sort of this, like, you know, missing link between the two genres.
So what does that sound like? Or should you just play me an example so I can hear?
I was going to say, it sounds like this.
Yay!
Let's play Alton Ellis's Rock Steady, which was Alton Ellis is known as the grandfather of Rock Steady, or the godfather, grandfather. I don't remember what I read.
I would guess godfather, since grandfather would imply that he was a predecessor to it. No,
great father.
The great father. All right, sure.
So this is Rock Steady by Alton Ellis. Some other examples you can look up if you're interested are Hold Me Tight by Johnny Nash and Take It Easy by Hopeton Lewis. But here's Rock Steady.
Better get ready, come to Rock Steady. Yeah. You've got to do this new dance, hope you are ready. You've got to do it just like Uncle Freddy. If you don't know it, just shake your head, rock your body line, shake your shoulders.
That to me, Scott, just sort of sounds like reggae, but with like a Motown singer singing it.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. But then in reggae, you don't typically have that offbeat guitar rhythm that kind of like left when reggae came about.
Oh.
And then there's also a big difference in terms of use of like horns in the songs. So ska, you have a lot of horns, if you remember back to Tiny Town. And then in Rocksteady, they usually just use them, you know, for melody lines or like a little bit of accompaniment, but not like as frequently as in ska. And then in reggae, it's usually just to play along with the melody. So
cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to have more of a reggae feel.
Well, great. So do you feel like you know enough about it that we can get our topic?
Sure. I'm an expert.
That is why people listen to this podcast, Scott.
Pretty much. I mean, it's kind of funny. It's sort of like a lot of the electronic music genres that we run into, where it's like, this is a different genre because it's a different tempo. It's like, it's kind of like that.
Yeah, it actually, it does very much seem like that. It's like, we just changed this one little part of the instrumentation and the guy singing it kind of has like a different vocal quality. So it's a different thing.
One last thing to say about it before we get our topic is that the height of Rocksteady was really just like 2 years, just like 1966 to 1968. And then it kind of immediately turned into reggae from there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it was so close already.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Let's spin the salad spinner.
Okay.
It's your turn to do the elephant dubstep drop.
Yes, but you have to give me the beat to drop to.
This might be weird because like we're over FaceTime right now and it might be delayed a little or something.
I know. I think it probably will. So you can fix it in post, boo.
Let's go for it.
All right. All right. Go ahead.
Here we go. I can't wait to hear what that sounded like on your recording, because in my ear it was just like
yeah, that's pretty much it. I like did the thing where you like put your palms backwards up to your mouth and try to blow and it like did not work at all. Like it was completely unsuccessful, but that was my dubstep elephant. Thanks, Douglas.
Rotwelsh.
What?
Which is a secret language, a cant or thieves' argot spoken by covert groups primarily in southern Germany and Switzerland.
Are you kidding me? We got thieves' cant?
We literally got Thieves Cant.
That's awesome. Holy crap.
It also goes by the name Gonersprache.
Criminal
which
language.
Means criminal language in German. Do you know this word argot, argo?
Yes, I do.
Tell me about it.
It means argot is slang in French.
Oh.
It literally means slang.
Like thieves slang.
Yeah. We've talked cool. about argot before.
We did?
Yeah.
The movie with Ben Affleck?
We talked about it in, remember, because I was talking about how the word for me, if you're trying to say someone was mean in French argot, mm-hmm. you would say chante me instead of méchant.
Oh.
You like, it's like French pig Latin.
Yeah. I forgot
do you
about
remember
that.
Why, but why was I talking about that?
What did we do that was in French? Oh, the Dumpster Fires episode?
Oh, maybe it was Dumpster Fires.
Maybe. Anyway, maybe. Well, now we got the now we got the German like thieves language, secret language.
This is super cool. I'm very glad we got this. No idea how we're going to make it into Rocksteady.
Well, let's keep reading about it.
Yeah, let's read about it. Okay.
Rot Welsh was formerly common among traveling craftspeople and vagrants. The language is built on a strong substratum of German, but contains numerous words from other languages, notably from various German dialects, including Yiddish, as well as from Romani languages, notably, what, Sintitikese? There are also significant... There are also significant influences from Judeo-Latin, the ancient Jewish language of the Roman Empire. What? Rot Welsh has also played a great role in the development of the Yenichi language. Oh my God. What? In form and development, it closely parallels the commercial speech, shopkeeper language of German-speaking regions. This is crazy.
Oh my God, there's examples. There's examples.
Oh, there are so many examples.
Because of its development as a means of conveying information about goods and transactions, Rot Welsh has no terms for abstractions. For example, it has no direct translations for the seasons, such as spring or autumn. Instead, it uses bibberling, literally shiverling, and hiltzling, literally heatling, in place of season names.
Weird.
Other vocabulary examples compared to their German counterparts include Schlockelme or Café, which is coffee, Schengengelm or in German Arbeiten, which is to work.
Hmm.
Oh boy. Krauter in German Chef eins Handwerkbetriebs. This is not going on. Every time we get German, it's like the worst.
It's the worst and the best.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I don't really... Okay, there's like a whole bunch of other examples. I'm not going to read all this slang because it's like not actually that interesting to read it in two languages that we don't speak.
Yeah.
But there's a couple... I just wanted to like put this one out there is that they have slang for to get drunk is... Den Affen kaufen, which mm-hmm. is literally means to buy the ape.
That's awesome.
I just really like that.
I also like that on this list of all of the words they could have put here, they included der Bello, which means the prison toilet.
Yeah, I saw that.
And also the word that means to hang. Literally means to grease up.
Ew, why?
Weird. I don't know. It says variants of Rot Welsh can still be heard among traveling craftspeople and funfair show people, as well as among vagrants and beggars.
That's awesome.
Amazing. And it was only spoken fluently by approximately 700 to 750 people as of 1976.
I'm kind of surprised it lasted up through 1976.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So we got Thieves' Cant, all y'all D&D nerds out there.
I was just going to say, we got to mention our D&D connection here.
Yeah, that's really cool. Oh, and like Thieves is like, Thieves' Cant is actually one of the C also links.
This says, there is doubt as to the extent to which the words in canting literature were taken from street usage or were adopted by those wishing to show that they were a part of a real or imagined criminal underworld. The transmission has almost certainly been in both directions. The Winchester Confessions, which like was a record of some Romani cant, indicated that gypsies engaged in criminal activities or those associated with them and with a good knowledge of their language were using cant, but as a separate vocabulary. So, kind of interesting.
So, basically what they're saying is that it was... It's like any slang is nowadays, right? It's like used by the people who naturally grew up with it, and it's adopted or forcibly taken by the people who want to seem like they're part of the scene.
Cultural appropriation.
Yeah, it's like, you know, your great uncle or whatever who comes into Thanksgiving and is like, yo, yo, cool kids, what's on fleek today or whatever,
right? Meaning he is a criminal.
Yeah, he's trying to signal to you that he's just lifted all of your grandmother's silver.
Yeah,
and the getaway carriage is waiting in the back.
It's all about thievery.
Yeah.
So all right, so we got to write a Rocksteady song about Rotwelsh, the German thieves cant.
This will be interesting considering I have like there's no way I can use it. You know what I mean?
I guess you could use like the concept of defining or describing a word with other words.
So you know? I should just do the whole thing in our Urbo language?
Exactly. Yeah. Like instead of saying glass of water, you should say hydration tube. I don't know.
Wouldn't
it's the first thing I thought of.
Well, think of something better.
Well, you're the lyricist. Okay. It's your job.
I know. Okay, so I wonder if I could like just pull some stuff from this list, or maybe I'm sure. Listen, I am 150,000% sure that there is some arch nerd who is in a medievalist program somewhere in America who can freaking speak Rotwelsh fluently and has videos of him or herself or their self on YouTube talking about, I don't know what, Pokemon or something in Rotwelsh. So,
well, you go find that and I'll put together my Rocksteady band.
All right. Awesome. Here I'm excited about this. Okay. So here's something I did not think about.
What's that?
Which was that if I'm looking up explanations of Rotwelsh, they're literally all in German.
Small detail, small detail.
Yeah, so like every like blog about it or YouTube video, someone talking about it or explaining it, like... it's there, but like the rest of it all is in German.
Great.
And even when I like looked up, there was a book that Google had translated from the German into English. But the problem was that when I looked at like the slang, it was actually, there was an interesting part where it was talking about how some of this Rotwelsh slang had infiltrated its way into like the normal dialect, like so much so that Google was just translating the words as the same thing.
Oh, weird.
So it was like, and that's what the whole paragraph was about, but it was like, it would use the word horse for horse. And I was like, okay, well, that's not helpful. Yeah. So, but then also it would be like things translated literally. So it doesn't really make very much sense when you read it in English. So, a little bit stymied by how to proceed getting any more substantial information about Rotwelsh. I even messaged our dear friend Todd at Todd the Linguist.
He is a linguist.
And asked him, yeah, but he's not that kind of linguist.
Yeah, but he's every kind of linguist. He's been in school for like 26 years.
I know. He's every linguist. He's all the linguist. You know that?
There's a song about a linguist?
No, it's the I'm Every Woman song. Jesus Christ.
Oh, he's every linguist.
Yes. Oh, God.
I couldn't understand your singing voice.
Why don't you just make me sound like the biggest asshole in the whole world? That'd be great. Anyway, so I have an idea. It's just going to take me a little bit to figure out how to execute it. And it's going to be a giant mess, but it's going to be something. Okay?
I love it.
Okay.
I mean, that's kind of the definition of our podcast, right?
Yeah, it kind of
is. It's a giant mess, but it's something.
Yep, it's something. All right, you talk about your band for a while. I'm going to keep writing.
I made a rocksteady band that I'm going to call The Thieves, just because I think that's appropriate.
Perfect.
And I have two guitars. One is the guitar playing those offbeat chords, and the other guitar is a very common thing that developed during rocksteady and survived into reggae. Which is a muted sounding electric guitar that doubles the bass line. So it like plays exactly what the bass is playing, just an octave higher, and gives a very like authentic, iconic kind of reggae sound to it. So you'll hear that. You'll recognize that. I have my drums doing the one drop pattern, and then I have a horn section playing some melodic licks here and there. And vocally, I'm going to sing it to make it sound like 60s Motown or 60s soul, if I
yeah,
can.
Yeah, sure, sure, sure.
And then add some background oohs and ahs to make it a little bit like Temptations, Four Seasons-y. And that's The Thieves.
Awesome. Love it. So I have lyrics.
You sound so happy about it.
This was, like, really hard.
Well, we like to challenge ourselves here at Song Salad.
You wrote your song in like 4 seconds.
Yeah, mine wasn't challenging this week. Yours was.
Yeah. Yeah. So So what I was realizing was that I couldn't really use Rotzwelsch because it would be like it would be like if we got just like French as a topic.
Yeah.
Like unless you just write the song in French, it's kind of like, well, then you're just putting French words in a song, which is mm-hmm. kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was thinking, like, well, what can I do to sort of emulate this idea? And then I remembered the Rude Boy culture.
Oh.
Which, you know, they were like kind of seen as like thugs and like street toughs and stuff.
Okay, I see where you're going.
Yeah. So I thought that was like kind of like if you're talking about Thieves Can't or you know, like I think it was also another, like a slang term for Rotzwelsch was also, or for Thieves Camp was also peddler's French, which I thought was funny.
Yeah, peddler's French or like criminal language. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, okay, well, what if it was a rude boy? But then I was like, okay, well, what kind of slang do rude boys use? So I looked up some Jamaican slang.
Okay.
And then I was also like, but the Rotzwelsch pulls influences from all over, and Jamaica is a Commonwealth of England. So
wow.
I was like, well, why don't I pull some English slang as well?
You just went for it.
Yeah, I really went for it. So I found some old English slang.
Crazy.
And also some Jamaican slang, but crazier. It's all in English because cool. It's like Jamaican British English.
Okay, great.
All right, so I'm going to read this, and it's going to sound like nonsense, but then I think I'll try to go through and explain what I'm doing.
And then you'll give us the code to understand it. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Here's the verse.
Mm-hmm.
Rudy gotta eat, no Bammy in the street. What you gonna do, boy? Oh, no. And then the chorus, it's just like a really short little intro. And then the chorus is, Cousin some a rhino, follow where the prats go, like a doopy got your ticker, man. Oh, no. Connie catching for life, in the streets making strife, rum times for all the Rudies. Oh, no.
I understood it. You don't even need to explain.
Yeah? Oh, good. Well, then maybe you should tell the listeners what it all means.
No, I'll let you do it since it's your creation.
Okay, so Rudy's is also just another way to say a rude boy, rude girl.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the movie, Rudy.
Yeah. I mean, heartfelt, but no. Yeah. So Rudy Gotta Eat is like, so the rude boys are like out on the streets. They're protesting like the political injustices. So like, where are they going to get food? No, Bammy in the Street is a reference to that. So Bammy is, it's like a baked cassava bread. It's a Jamaican bread. Then what you going to do, boy? Oh, no, whatever. Just some filler words in there. So Old English, the next line is cousin some a rhino. So cousin is an Old English word meaning like to cheat someone out of something or to steal something. So cousin some a rhino. So rhino is a Old English slang term for money. So cheat someone out of money. And then the next line is follow where the prats go, and like prat is like Old English slang for ass. So if you a prat fall, you have fallen on your ass.
Oh,
yeah. So if you are following where the prats go, then you can easily steal money from them because they're idiots. And then like a doopy got your ticker, man. Oh no. So doopy is a Jamaican evil spirit. It's slang for ghost.
Okay.
And like doopies were considered to like haunt the island. So like a evil spirit has a hold of your heart. And then what else? Oh, Connie catching for life. Connie catching is a reference to, so a Connie was a tame domesticated rabbit that was raised for food.
Okay.
And so if you were a Connie catcher or Connie catching, you were basically like pulling the wool over really gullible people's eyes. It was like fish in a barrel, basically.
Gotcha.
So that was another like thieves slang kind of thing. Connie catching for life's in the streets making strife. Rum times for all the Rudies. Oh no. So rum is English slang for like good, fine, or like great.
Cool.
So good times for all the Arizona. So that's my lyrics.
That's amazing. No, that's incredible. Good job.
Thanks, Boo. It was very hard.
Paid off.
So I'm going to send this to you.
Okay.
So you can sing it.
I'm going to sing it in the style of this Alton Ellis. Have you thought about a title?
Doopy Got Your Taker?
That's a pretty good one.
Or it could just be like slang is hard. It's the other title.
Let's do Doopy Got Your Ticker.
All right, Doopy Got Your Ticker.
All right, here is Doopy Got Your Ticker. A rock steady song.
Against All Odds by Shannon and Scott.
Featuring The Thieves.
Right, The Thieves.
Rudy gotta eat. Oh no, no Bammy in the street. Oh no, what you gonna do, boy? Cousin Summer Rhino. Oh no, follow where the prats go. Like a doopy got your ticker, man.
Coney catching for life, in the streets making strife. Run times for all the Rudies.
Like a doopy got your ticker, man.
Coney catching for life, in the streets making strife. Run times for all the Rudies.
Like a doopy got your ticker, man. Like a doopy got your ticker, man. Like a doopy got your ticker, man.
Rum times.
Rum times. Thank you, Scott, for not doing a Jamaican accent.
You're welcome. It was hard not to.
Yeah, I imagine it kind of would be. But it probably helps that the Rocksteady examples that we listen to, some of them certainly have like accents, but they're not like, I feel like reggae often highlights the Jamaican accent.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. If this had been a straight up reggae song, I would have been much more tempted with like the you know, cadence of the melody and the rhythms to just go with a Jamaican accent.
Yes, of course. It does. It still did feel very like island times, you know?
Yeah, it definitely has. It's like the weird balance of island times with Motown.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. It's really cool. This is like one of the first times I've really felt like we've gotten a genre that you can see very clearly how it's a perfect link between two other genres.
Yeah.
And that's like, I don't know, like really interesting that music actually does work that way.
Right. And being a product of its time, you know, the late 60s was all about that style of music and on the radio, you know.
Yeah.
And to have Jamaican music evolve with what was popular on the radio in terms of Motown and soul is kind of interesting.
Yeah. So how many of these words are you going to incorporate into your D&D character, Boo?
Oh my God. my D&D character is a rogue.
Is a rogue.
She speaks thieves' cant.
She does speak thieves' cant.
And she's not Jamaican.
But she could be.
She's not
fantasy
old
Jamaican.
She maybe could she's be fantasy Jamaican. Maybe yeah. I'll start incorporating that into her backstory.
Oh God.
Maybe she like eats a bammy from time to time. Or
yeah, why not? Fantasy
she refers,
bammy.
She can start referring to dumb people as prats.
Awesome. I love it.
I like it.
Yeah. And if you like us, somehow we always end up saying that we like something right before the end of the episode.
That's a good transition.
And if you like us, you can follow us on Twitter at Song Salad Cast or on Facebook, Song Salad Podcast.
Check out our hub of information, songsaladpodcast.com.
And if you give us a rating if you give us a review on iTunes, which helps other people find us, we'll give you a shout out on the podcast and just say thank you.
Please
you
do.
Can also, yes, please do. And you can also submit salad spinner ideas to us on Twitter at Song Salad Cast again. If you want to hear Scott and I make a weird noise while we spin the salad spinner, quote unquote, which just means hit the random button.
We've made it an event.
We have made it an event. We're taking it. We're milking that moment for all it's worth. Mm. You can get at us on Twitter and let us know what you want to hear us do. Nothing racist. We won't do anything racist.
No. Yeah. We have standards.
Yeah. Like a couple.
Yeah. Enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd also like to give a shout out and thanks again to our artist, Kayla Wassel, who did all of our podcast art.
Kayla M. Wassel on Twitter. And thanks again to Scott's dad, Alan Wasserman, for the cool outro that we got last week.
Yeah. Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're Rudy.
Connie Ketchin.
One, two, three,
doopies.
Four.
Doopies. We're doopies.
We're doopies.
I think if you in other parts of the Caribbean, they're called jambies.
Jambies?
Yeah, jambies.
Doopies and jambies.
Doopies and jambies.
And we call them
oh, sorry,
ghosts.
Jumbies. They're called jumbies.
Jumbies.
Jumbies. Yeah, ghost. Yeah, where'd we get ghost? We could have had doopies and jumbies.
I know. Lame.
Lame.